Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
The cattle futures market today closed slightly positive for feeder cattle, about 12 to 70 cents higher. March, which expired at the end of this week on Thursday, we're up 25 at 132.40. The high was 132.70, so we're about 30 cents off the high. And live cattle futures negative in April, but 30 to 50 higher everywhere else. Midday box beef came out slightly higher on the choice, up 29 cents, so just a little bit higher at 220.20. Select was up 80 at 214.42. 46 lows trading here at midday. The choice select spreads $5.78. Box beef, it looks like it has kind of stabilized here along with the cattle futures as we wind down. Most of the talk here in the ag sector is really about the prospective plantings report, which we'll talk about in a second. But that will be at the end of this week. And then also what's going on with China and Brazil. Of course, they never banned it. They just suspended beef imports from Brazil. I think the more concern is that not necessarily that it was rotten, but why they're taking bribes and why they're having issues with that end on their inspection system. So a lot going on there. Beef packer margins still seem to be profitable, so it looks like they could buy up some cattle again this week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures steady to a little bit higher here. Corn up a penny, soybeans down a penny, wheat's up 2 to 3 cents. A lot of rainfall expected across the wheat belt, which is thought to have added pressure the last couple of days. It was not really reflected here today, but being up 2 to 3 cents is a welcome sight. Of course, we've got the Friday USDA report, which will be prospective plantings and quarterly stocks. The acres estimates beans were 88.2 million acres. Last year, it was 83.4, so about 5 million acres larger. Corn expecting 91 million acres, down from 94 last year. Wheat, 46.1, down from 50.2, so about a 4 million acre drop. The quarterly stocks last year for beans were 1.531. This year on March 1st, 1.68, so quite a bit higher there. So we've got higher quarterly stocks and higher acreage estimates, so that would lean you to think that going into the report, it might be a little bit bearish. Corn, 8.53 billion bushels expected as of March 1st. Last year it was 7.8, so about 700,000 larger. Wheat was 1.627. Last year it was 1.327. So larger across the board on the quarterly stocks report. Outside markets today, Dow Jones is up 170 at 20,667. U.S. dollars up 60 at 99.58. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.